remember being called to the ER and visiting a 92-year-old woman. And before I anointed her, she asked if she could say a prayer. And the prayer, she said she had learned it when she was in the first grade. And it was, in the name of the Father who created me, in the name of the Son who redeemed me, in the name of the Holy Spirit who sanctifies me. Okay. And so that's a good summary for a first grader of the mystery of the Trinity. Actually, for the seminary, that's a good summary of the mystery of the Trinity. Because in the world today, like we say, the fact that God is the creator, that he made the world out of nothing, is often overlooked. You say, we give too much credit to the good fairy of evolution. Okay? But the old catechism, the first question was, who made me? God made me. Okay? And not only did God create us out of nothing, but he sustains the whole world in existence by his providence. That theologians say we would return to nothingness if God did not sustain us in existence. But there's even a deeper meaning to God's providence, that God is orchestrating everything in the universe for my sanctification, for your sanctification. Okay? Every joy, every sorrow, every trial, everything is meant as an occasion of virtue, as an opportunity to move closer to God. Remember a POW, Guy Gruters, during the Vietnam War, he was in the Hanoi Hilton as a prisoner of war, and he said that he knew that God was running the rats and the cockroaches. That's how much God was in charge, that he was running the rats and the cockroaches, that God was running the thoughts of his torturers. Okay, that's how much God's providence was in control of the world. A chaplain in the Iraq War once said that the safest place in the universe is in the providence of God, even if it means being in the line of fire. Okay, the safest place in the universe is in the providence of God, even if that means being in the line of fire. And so, like we say, there's this this personal God, this providence at work in the world. And like, the arch enemy of the Trinity is the devil. And he would like to get rid of this notion of a personal God. And the way he does it is to try to get rid of the notion of personhood. See, like, we're supposed to be in the image of God. We're supposed to reflect God in the world. And so to get the idea of person out of the world gets the idea of God's personhood, the divine Trinity, out of our minds too. So he mounts this program where an embryo, like they have embryonic stem cell research, the embryo is a person, not a science project. But the world wants us to treat it as a science project, to get rid of the notion of personhood. Unborn children are talked about as tissue or something less than a person. The Supreme Court said that they did not have personhood. They weren't persons. And so once this idea of personhood is out, then they say when we lose the sense of man, we lose our sense of God. Okay? When we lose our sense of who other people are, we lose our sense of who God is. Like, pornography is the business of turning women into objects, to objectify people, to treat them as objects rather than as persons. Okay? And like, it's interesting that in the 60s, people used to try to find themselves. There was this, they would climb the Himalayan mountains to see if they could identify themselves. And But along with that came the era that I have to just do my own thing in order to find myself. It's interesting, though, in the 60s also, the Second Vatican Council said that we find ourselves through a sincere gift of ourselves. Okay? We discover who we are by giving ourselves away. That's kind of the mystery, that through a sincere gift of ourselves, we receive the gift of God Himself. And the better we know who God is, the better we know who we are. God is the soul of my soul, the life of my soul. Maybe one story that kind of illustrates the fatherhood of God is in Scott Hahn's book, A Father Who Keeps His Promises. He tells the story of the earthquake in Armenia, an 8.2 registered on the Richter scale. And the earthquake rocked and nearly flattened Armenia in 1989. And in the muddled chaos, a distressed father who had dropped off his son at school earlier that morning could not stop thinking about the promise he had made to his son. "No matter what happens, Armand, I'll be there for you." When he reached the site where his son's school had been, he saw only a pile of rubble. With nothing but his bare hands, he started digging. 12 hours went by, 18 hours, 36 hours, and finally, with bleeding hands, in the 38th hour, he heard a muffled groan, "Armin." And from the darkness came a slight shaking voice, "Papa." And Armin turned to his classmates and said, who were in the rubble with him, "See, I told you my father wouldn't forget us." And like we say, there's this fatherhood at work in the world that doesn't forget us even for a second. And our response to this fatherhood is acknowledgement, surrender, and gratitude. Like Dorothy Day, who when she was in the process of coming into the church, had a child. And she says she felt a gratitude that could so great that it could correspond to nothing in this world. Okay? The gratitude that she felt coming into the church and for her child was so great that nothing in this world could correspond to it. It had to be something outside of this world. They also say that love which is not returned is imperfect. Okay? So for all that God gives us, we want to return that love to Him. In the Trinity, love is returned. The Father loves the Son loves the Father. The love between the Father and the Son is actually the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Trinity is perfect love. Like G.K. Chesterton says that when people say God is love, everyone understands it. But when we say God is three persons in one God, it confuses people. But he says it's two ways of saying the same thing. Okay? That the Father is the lover, the Son is the beloved, and the Holy Spirit is love itself. And like we say, in the Trinity, that love is perfect. It's returned perfectly. But God made a decision when he created the world not to be a self-contained unit. God chose or wanted to share his happiness with us. Okay? And so when God goes outside of himself and wants to share like his happiness with us, but again, that love which is not returned is imperfect. In the Blessed Virgin Mary, we find the perfect response to the Trinity. She's the daughter of the Father, mother of the Son, spouse of the Holy Spirit. Okay? It's really in God that we find our completion, our wholeness. Okay? Just like as they say in marriage, a husband and wife find completion in each other. Well, divine love found perfect correspondence in Mary. Mary is the perfect response to the Trinity. So on this Trinity Sunday, we turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that our life may be a praise, a hymn of praise, to the Father, through the Son, by the grace of the Holy Spirit.